The Lord is good. Another time. Please sit. So the second Sunday of Easter has various names, as you heard at the beginning of Mass. It is called the octave of Easter. So from last Sunday to this Sunday, 8 days. It is also known as Low Sunday. Last Sunday being the high, and this one being the low. So since Easter Sunday, we have celebrated Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday, Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday, Easter Friday, Easter Saturday, and now we have the low Easter, called Low Sunday. Throughout the week, we have, in every Mass we celebrated, the Gloria was said to show that it's part of this big celebration of Easter. Although Easter continues until, you know, Pentecost, but the first 1 week is very special in the celebration of Easter. It is also called White Sunday. So I'm looking around to see how many people here in white. Because in ancient time, all those who were baptized at Easter Vigil, we had one baptism at St. John's at Easter Vigil, they will wear white every day to participate in Mass. On Easter Monday, they'll come to Mass on Easter Monday. Easter Tuesday, every time they come, they dress in white from the day of their baptism to today. So today will be the last Sunday, the last day they'll come to Mass in white. From tomorrow, they're free to come to Mass with any in the color they choose. So that's why it's also called White Sunday. And also this Sunday, Divine Mercy, the mercy in which we reflect on the mercies of God that endures forever. Already we have celebrated it from Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. All these things are about the mercy of God that endures forever. But on the second Sunday of Easter, then we reflect on these mercies. The Lord is good. Another time. God created us in His mercy. And even when we lost His friendship, when Adam and Eve disobeyed, the Lord did not abandon us, but made it possible for anyone who seek Him to find Him. So in former times, He spoke to our great ancestors through nature and through the prophets. Abraham was worshiping, his people were worshiping the sun god before God called him and revealed Himself to him. But now, in the last time, He has revealed Himself to us through Jesus Christ. The letter to the Hebrew tells us that Christ is one with us in all things but sin. He was tempted by Satan, as we also are tempted daily. Am I right? Are we in business? He was tempted in the area of pride. That's an English adage that says, pride goes before a fall. Sometimes we are full of ourselves. Pride, we are mere mortal. Once that breath is taken away, all that plans come to nothing. So that's why we ought to be humble. If you are very, very intelligent, it's because God has given you that intelligence. You use it for the greater glory of God. But realize that we human are mere mortal. This is not our home. So Christ was tempted in the area of pride, in the area of abuse of authority and power. Sometimes we want to misuse our power, use our authority to oppress people. He was tempted in the area of vainglory, show off. But He did not succumb to the will, whims of the evil one. So that when we are tempted and we come to Him, He realizes what it means to be human, to be tempted. In the life of Jesus, he knew joy. He also knew sorrow. When he was born in Bethlehem, it was a time of joy. When he participated in the wedding feast in Cana, it was a time of joy. And so on and so forth. When he was baptized at the River Jordan, it was a moment of joy. But he also knew pain and suffering and isolation and deprivation. While he was still a baby, the family had to flee to Egypt. When he was 12, he got lost. During his public ministry, he faced opposition from the religious leaders of his own time. He suffered and died for our own justification. So he knows, you know, what it means to be in sorrow, to be in pain. So when we approach him with our sorrow, with our pain, with our betrayal, because we are betrayed, he knew what it means to be betrayed. He was betrayed by Peter and some other apostles. So when we are in our rock bottom and we go to him, he understands. And his mercy, the mercy of God, flows to us through him. The second reading of today, from the letter of John, first epistle of John, says that Jesus came not only with water, but with water and blood. So water is a symbol of baptism, and blood is a symbol of the Eucharist. So these two sacraments, baptism, Eucharist, is the fulcrum around which the rest of the sacraments revolved. And it is through them that we experience the mercy of God. We experience the mercy of God through the sacraments. And Jesus himself is number one sacrament. The Lord is good. Are we in business? Yes. Jesus himself is number one sacrament because he makes God known. He reveals God. And through the sacraments he has left for us, the seven sacraments, we experience the mercy of God. And we're also told that there was another witness, the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the sanctifying power of the sacraments. Is the sanctifying power of the sacraments. So we are told that while Jesus was hanging on the cross, a soldier, Longinus, came with a spear and speared his side. And immediately, water and blood, as you can see on that portrait there, gushed from his side. And the water and blood, baptism, Eucharist, the two great important sacraments, and through which we experience the mercy of God. Because baptism is the number one sacrament that absolves all sins. So today, as we reflect on the mercy of God, we realize that mercy of God brings peace. That's what Jesus said in the gospel of today. Peace be with you. So this peace, we need it in our own lives, in the lives of our families, in our community, in our society, in the world at large. It is needed among the Israelis and the Palestinians. It is needed among the Ukrainians and the Russians. It is needed all the places where there is war. Again, the mercy of God brings about forgiveness of sins. That's what Jesus said in the gospel of today. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Every sin that you forgive in this world, they are forgiven. Because the mercy of God forgives sins and brings reconciliation. So as we reflect on divine mercy and the mercy of God, we pray that daily we continue to experience God's mercy in our own lives. And as we experience that God's mercy, as we receive God's mercy, and through us, the mercy of God may be extended to our neighbors through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good, and all the time,